Hollywood is filled with publicists, but only one has earned the moniker the Gay Guru. Helping celebrities come out of the closet is Howard Bragman's specialty. Alex Cohen of KPCC has the latest in our series on the public relations industry.
Growing up in the Midwest during the 60s, Howard Bragman was fairly convinced that he was an alien.
I was fat and Jewish and gay in Flint, Michigan, and that makes you a bit of a Martian because there's not a lot of peers, there's not a lot of role models to really look to.
Bragman says things finally started to come together for him when he moved to Chicago, where he landed a job at a small public relations firm with a huge client, Anheuser-Busch.
I'll say really from the first week I was in PR, I loved it. And I love PR because there was a bit of the Wild West. You could write your own rules.
In 1989, Bragman decided to launch his own PR company in Los Angeles. One of his first pro bono clients was a guy named Joseph Stefan, who was kicked out of the U.S. Naval Academy for revealing he was gay. Howard Bragman says helping people come out of the closet has always been a priority. He sees it as a way to create the role models he never had.
These people are heroes because coming out is the single most important act any gay person can do, because every bit of research that's ever been done says if you know more gay and lesbian people, you're going to support our rights.
But coming out isn't always easy, especially for those in the limelight.
She's one of the most beloved TV moms of all time. Meredith Baxter starred as the matriarch of the Keaton family on Family
Ties. In 2009, Meredith Baxter went on a lesbian cruise with her girlfriend. Word of it leaked, and the actress said soon the tabloids came calling. She panicked.
This was just so not fair, and I didn't know what to do, and they were going to run with some of their own story, apparently. And my manager said, well, you need Howard Bragman. This is kind of like, you need the Lone Ranger.
Bragman booked Baxter an interview with Matt Lauer on The Today Show.
I'm interested about your comfort level in talking about this on national television.
Well, I have to admit to a certain level of anxiety.
Meredith Baxter says it was terrifying outing herself on national TV, but Howard Bragman gave her the courage to do it.
He said, as soon as it's done, you'll be free. And we walked out that door of NBC Studios in December, and it was the most freeing thing I had ever experienced.
Over the years, Howard Bragman has worked with actors, athletes, and musicians. Meredith Baxter was a case of quick crisis control. But Bragman says he prefers to spend plenty of time with his clients, getting to know them like a therapist would, so he can help them reach their goals. For example, former NBA star John Amici wanted to write a book that would land on the New York Times bestseller list. Amici says Howard Bragman made that possible by prepping him for each and every interview he set up. And Bragman set up a lot of interviews.
My immediate memories are of a very cold and crazy New York, where I was getting into a car that we had for the day, and he would be in there with two phones to his ears. He would hand me a third phone to do an interview while we were driving to another studio to do another interview.
It was chaotic, yet it worked. The book was a hit. But Howard Bragman's moves are not always smash successes. He's come under fire for taking on clients that some say are the opposite of gay, like actor Isaiah Washington, who used a gay slur to describe one of his Grey's Anatomy co-stars, or the San Diego hotel owner who gave $125,000 in support of California's gay marriage ban. It's puzzling considering Howard Bragman is himself married to another man.
He's an unusual PR guy.
Fred Karger is the founder of a group called Californians Against Hate. A few years ago, they launched a boycott against the hotels.
I thought, well, maybe because of Howard's background as an activist, that he would end this boycott by negotiating with the sponsors of this boycott. And that never happened.
Howard Bragman counters that the hotel owner was truly sorry and made amends by offering money to gay groups.
I sleep well at night because I've neutralized him. I think that's a win.
And Bragman says he likes the challenge of working with all kinds of people, confronting parts of their lives that are tough to deal with. After all, that's what coming out is all about, he says, whether you're a politician admitting to an affair or an actor revealing a disease, like when Catherine Zeta-Jones recently went public about having bipolar disorder.
So, Howard, and do you think that now that this has come out, now that she has...
Howard Bragman has become such an expert in these situations that he's become a consultant for ABC News, where he praised Zeta Jones for her honesty.
Crazy isn't limited to Hollywood, and when somebody that public talks about it, it's a wonderful thing for the disease.
Though Bragman is one of the few publicists to be seen regularly in front of the camera, he says his favorite place is still as the behind-the-scenes guy. His next big PR project? Launching a book and documentary about the daughter of Cher and Sonny Bono, Bono, who recently became a man. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.